Robert, I have a
Yes.
question for you. And I'm not sure, but I think that you have done some phone kind of consultations, last lessons with people. Is that so?
I have, yes. I'm
And could you talk about that and how you do it and
right. Well, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and there are not this is not a lot of teachers in this area, and there are whole parts of the Midwest around me where there are no teachers. So I tend to often get students who come from out of town, and some of them, either in combination with having the occasional lesson, or in some cases, initially without any lessons, I work with them on the phone. And may sound very un-Alexandria-ish, and in fact, I don't in any way want to suggest that it is the Alexander technique, not at all. But I do think there's some coaching kind of things you can do to help someone with their posture and movement using the web. It's nice if they have a camera. It's nice if I can at least see a photograph of them. A camera is really good. Often you can help people in some very basic ways to improve the way their posture and the way they move. It's kind of like Marge Barstow without the hands.
Right. And
That might be a little
so,
strong.
you're talking about them having a
I want to take
webcam
that
and
back. That's presumptuous. But it was presumptuous, but it was not totally inaccurate in the sense that the way Marge Barstow taught, she could have taught any of those classes without using her hands if she'd chosen. She just used her hands because they were really helpful to do so, and she had amazing hands. But she didn't need hands to teach. And I think that's true of teachers now.
Yeah, I wonder about that in terms of maybe I know I don't really need hands because I can sort of mimic, or I can help people mimic that upward direction in a way I can be directing myself up in a way that they just sort of pick it up. But they have to be then in my vicinity. And I know it can be done a little bit on film. I've played around with that and I think it can be conveyed. But I think I wonder how do you convey that just. Do you convey it just with the voice, or do you actually?
With I just talked. But let me just say, obviously, if you have access to a teacher, get a teacher. Don't mess
Yes,
with
yeah, of course,
the web.
absolutely.
Get the real thing. But if you
Yes,
don't
it'd be
have
much
access,
faster learning.
much faster.
Far.
But if there is no teacher, or if you have very limited access to a teacher, there are some things that can be done just with conversation. And of course, if you have video, and one thing you'd want to be doing is having a hands-free headset to do this. There's a lot that a teacher can help someone with. It's not the Alexander technique. It tends to emphasize a lot of body mapping ideas. That is, getting a student to learn on their own where certain key relationships are in their body, and
Right.
learning to locate them and to use them the way they're designed to be used. And I think it's Barbara Conable who's one of the well. Bill Conable was sort of the inventor of body mapping, or the discoverer, and Barbara and Bill have spread that over the last 20 or 30 years now. A basic law of human movement, I think, that Barbara came out with was that if there's a conflict between what you think is going on in your body and what's really going on, and we're talking about a physical thing, like, for example, how does your head move relative to your neck and your body, or how do your arms move relative to your torso, or where are your hips? So those kind of very basic questions. If your idea of what's going on differs from the reality, you're going to get a lot of extra strain and tension. You'll still
That's
move.
well
You're not
put.
going to
Well.
change the reality, but you're not going to use the machinery the way it was designed to be used, and it can suffer a lot of misuse, but at some point there's usually a price to pay for that in terms of pain or movement limitations or so on. So there's a lot someone can learn just by starting to discover key relationships in themselves, and by right. learning, and just finally, and by learning how to mentally direct themselves in a useful way, how they can sort of take charge of how they stand, sit, and move.
Absolutely. And you know, just, you know, your point is, of course, it's not really it's not an Alexander lesson, but no. Who better to talk to people about this, mm-hmm. really, than an Alexander teacher? You know, if they're going to get advice somewhere mm-hmm. on how to move,
oh, that's
how
a
to
good
use
point.
Their body,
yeah. Yeah.
Who better to get that advice from?
Well, it sounds arrogant, but it really is true, isn't it? I mean,
yes. Yes. I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound arrogant,
no, but it's the truth.
In terms of those concepts and you know, as long as it's clear to the person, well, it's, you know, it's different. It's not an Alexander lesson. You really,
right.
you know, need that in-person experience there.
Right.
But if they just want to be able to move a little better, or maybe there's something that's so blatant that they're doing a certain way they're sitting or something that could easily be causing them discomfort, that even somebody who is who just reads about the Alexander technique and misinterprets their some of the basic ideas of it, mm-hmm. still might be better off than they were before, and maybe better off than somebody who tells them to stand in a position, a set position, or
yeah,
or tells
yeah.
them to tighten up a certain way, or
right. Well, you know, almost all of the advice that's typically given for quote improving unquote your posture or involve some variant of sit up straight or stand up straight or hold your shoulders back or watch your posture, which is the most preposterous of all, because if you could watch it, you'd already be watching it. They're all very bad advice, and Alexander teachers,
right, and they're really all positional.
They're positional.
Also,
they're,
you know, people tend to get more
right.
stiff.
Right, they treat posture as a kind of fixed
as
position
fixed.
Or a noun. You could say even a noun versus being a web, a verb could be a web too. A verb. I mean, posture really is about movement, and Alexander teacher would be pretty aware of that. Maybe we should end this conversation here. What do you think? I think we've covered
okay.
this. All right, great.